Now, in that lecture, De Descriptione Temporum, Lewis defined his role in modern academia as that of a dinosaur. What did he mean by that? He meant that he was one of the few people who still believed, embodied, and felt in his bones the moral and aesthetic value of old Western culture. In other words, he didn't just study it, he lived it, he embodied it. And if you want to understand what it means to think in the old European way, read C.S. Lewis. In a very funny line, Lewis says, "That way, where I fail as a critic, I may yet be useful as a specimen." Even if we don't agree with him, we can at least study someone who still has that ethos going back to the Middle Ages and the Renaissance. But again, it's more than that. Because Lewis did more than explain the past. Lewis defended it with apocalyptic force. And I want to turn now to a preface to Paradise Lost. For in that work that gives us the background to Milton's Paradise Lost, in that work, Lewis argues forcefully that our modern loss of the traditional or stock responses to such things as pride, treachery, love, death, virtue, sex, even life itself, may in time threaten our very survival as a species. When Milton was writing Paradise Lost, there were certain stock responses. You were supposed to respond to tyranny a certain way, to virtue a certain way, to love a certain way, to sex a certain way. And Lewis said, many of you know that in the Romantic Age, Shelley and Blake started to argue that Satan is the hero of Paradise Lost. And when Lewis, and many modernists still believe that, Lewis was horrified. He said, the only way that you can believe that Milton was really on Satan's side is to be incredibly chronologically snobbish, I guess if I can put it that way. I mean, if you think that, then you are not even able to begin understanding the value system out of which Milton wrote. If you think he meant Satan to be the hero, you don't understand what treachery means. And you don't understand the stock response to treachery. And when we throw out those stock responses, it's like throwing out the towel, basically. See, what's happened, Lewis said, is that we have fractured that internal sensor that discerns good from evil, light from dark. We have lost what Bill Bennett calls our moral compass. We no longer have a sense of what is right and wrong and how we should respond to that right and wrong. If we think Satan is the hero, we're in trouble. We don't understand what virtue and vice mean anymore. I mean, given this fracturing, Lewis says, it is no wonder that great masses of Europeans have rallied to the demagoguery of dictators who promise to create a brave new world free from the restrictions of old medieval values and superstitions. I think one of the reasons people have followed dictators throughout the 20th century is that they've thrown out the old medieval stock responses and have rallied to someone who will give them new stock responses to the virtues and vices of our world. Again, this is Lewis the literary critic, but this is also Lewis, a very important political prophet. Likewise, our refusal and even inability to understand and enjoy the beauty of hierarchy and submission, in other words, medieval values, has led to a negatively democratized, lowest common denominator society built not on a belief in the innate dignity of all men, but on the envy-based creed of, I'm just as good as you are. And I'm sorry, but when people start talking about equality and rights, that's what they mean. They don't mean taking the ignorant people and raising them up to the level of the more intelligent people. They want to drag everybody down to their level. They're the kind of people that say, what do you think you're better than I am? That's not what America's about. America's about democracy. It's about I'm as good as you are. Now, I can parry to this and have fun with it, but this is serious. What we're creating, and in a certain extent have already created, is a lowest common denominator world. We drag everything down rather than raising certain things up. And there is a direct relationship between that and our rejection of stock responses to virtue and vice. Again, it's really related to the Tao. Now, Lewis hoped to revive some of these stock responses and thus stem the tide both of moral and humanistic decay. And a lot of modernists call themselves humanists, but the 20th century was probably the most anti-humanist century we've ever had.